Now time for a locker room chat. I'm joined by Dan Rapplinger, the head basketball coach of Morehead Mount Academy. And the coach, you guys are off to a real good start. Just a half game back of first place in the NEKL. And kind of just recapping the first half of the season, your overall thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm really, really happy of our kids, the way that they've battled both JV and varsity. You know, we won a really tight one and at the buzzer, lost a tight one at the buzzer. And then the other ones really just came out with a lot of intensity and had a favorable final result on the other three. We know that going forward, no game is going to be easy in this league. And I think they understand that. But Christmas break, when you have momentum, you kind of want to keep playing games. You hate to have a break, but that's the way the Kansas schedule does it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of just talking about the teams in your league, I mean, you guys are, as mentioned, you guys are half game back, and well, you guys are half game back of the team you're going to play tomorrow against Horton. And, Coach, what do you know about this squad?
Well, I know they're much improved. I know I talked to their coach this summer, and at least going back from the 5 years, they seem to kind of trend upward the last 5 years with just some more of their depth and their post that they used to not have. But overall, yeah, it'll definitely be a challenge Friday. They've been playing real well. I think their only loss was to Valley Falls when Valley was full strength. But yeah, it's gonna be a battle. So I mean, we're definitely ready for the challenge. But I think our kids are as well. But it's good to have those kind of early matchups that get everybody's attention and standing. So.
And kind of how this shaped out, are you maybe wanting, kind of wishing that this game was a little bit later in the season, considering you guys are the top two teams in the standings, and it's right after Christmas break?
I mean, you can always say those things, you know, as far as when you would rather be playing a certain game. But if every coach would want to schedule a perfect schedule, I don't think we'd ever get our season completed. So, I do understand your question. But it is what it is, you know, whether kids are sick, injured, full strength, you know, half strength, you still got to go play the game and get your team ready to play.
Yeah, with that all being said, how do you make sure that those kids are ready to play after such a long break?
Well, we're a little different between, because some of our borders, we have a week longer Christmas break, so our kids actually aren't even back in school yet. They won't be back in school till Monday, so Friday will be the dreaded game without your regular routine of school that day. So, well, I'll make sure we have a shoot around. I'll make sure that we kind of, you know, get them out of bed. But those kids, high school kids, are always so resilient, right, if the coach challenges them, hopefully.
And kind of a quick question. I hear about that a lot. When kids aren't in school but have a game, they don't seem to play as well. I guess that's the kind of a theory. What do you think that is? I'm just curious.
I think it's just a matter of routine. I think adults probably have a little bit of that, maybe not as much as high school kids, but when you have your routine and you've been waking up at 7 or 7:30 and had your classes and have a break and you kind of get into that, you at least your body's used to that. But if you lay around all day and then all of a sudden, you know, play at 8 o'clock at night, I don't know if the brain is quite as prepared. That just depends on the team. I mean, some teams, nothing phases them. But those teams are typically usually at state. You know,
gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And best of luck. Hopefully you guys come out real sharp on Friday.
I'm sure after your advice we will. So thanks for your time.
That was Morehead Mountain Boys and basketball coach Dan Rapplinger here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.